Good morning, everyone. You are tuning in to the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel. I'm your host, Kel Marvet. It is 39 minutes after the hour. I'd like to kind of thank everyone for joining us this morning. I hope everyone is ready for this great, brand new day. Our next song coming up is coming from the Best Man soundtrack, and it's entitled Beautiful Girl.
Her love is pure as water. sometimes things got so bad until I had to go to one of my friends and talk to him. And I told him, I said, you know, I'm having problems with the woman that I love. It seems that I call her on the phone and I just can't get her to answer. And then I went to her house and I saw a car parked in the driveway. I knocked on the door, but still my knocks went unanswered. And then I went home and I watched television until television went off. And then I played my records until I just didn't want to hear them anymore. And finally I went to bed, but I found myself waking up a few hours later. And the tears were running down my face. And my friend told me, he said, Lenny, you just ought to forget about her. But I told my friend, I said, you know, maybe you've never been in love like I've been in love. And maybe you've never felt the things that I felt. But this is what I told my friend. I said, you know, sometimes you get lonely. You get lonely. You get lonely. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Oh. And I cry. In the wells of my eyes, oh baby. And then it got so bad. It got so bad. To one time I thought I'd roll myself up in a big old ball and die. And then I met you, darling, and you smiled at me. Oh, oh, it was such a pretty smile, yes it was. And you reached out your hand. You help me. You help me. I won't ever leave you, baby. I won't ever grieve you, baby. I'm gonna love you. Oh, 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 baby. I'm glad. I'm glad, baby. Oh, oh. Yeah, baby. Oh, oh, oh. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Good morning, everyone. You are tuning in to the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel. It is 2 minutes before the hour. I'd like to kind of thank everyone for joining us this morning. It is time for us to acknowledge the one that's celebrating birthdays today. We wish you a happy birthday and a great and marvelous celebration today. Also, if you're celebrating an anniversary or a new marriage announcement or an engagement, we congratulate you on that also. At this time, we're going to do our birthday song for the one that's celebrating birthdays today. And the next song that you will hear, we're coming from Mary J. Blige, entitled Family Affair.
The next time we see each other, maybe years and years from now. Family reunion, got to have a family reunion. Family reunion, it's so nice to come together, get together. I wish Grandma could see the whole family. I sure miss her face and a warm and tender embrace.
I know that my Savior lives, and at the end, he will stand on this earth. My flesh may be destroyed, yet from this body I will see God. Yes, I will see him for myself, and I long for that moment. Grandma, I really miss you, but it ain't been the same. I drop a tear when I hear your name. Mariella Holloway, why you gotta be so far away? Used to say, don't worry, it's gonna be okay. But it ain't, it's like when you left, you took the Lord with you. Why couldn't I come when he came to get you? Damn, I really miss you. I had to say it again. I remember the time when I was like 10. Crept up in the neighbor's yard, yeah, being hard-headed. You told me I would get it, you said it. Boy, did I get it, but after you spanked me, you hugged me, kissed me on my forehead, told me that you loved me, and I saw that it hurt you more than it hurt me. I thought, how bad could this hurt me? I know now, that's why it's only done out of love, but I wouldn't give for one more hug from Grandma.
Maybe it's gonna be okay.
She used to tell me
that.
Members is gonna hate me, but I'ma let you know what's been going on lately. Now you know since you left, a lot of things with your kids done changed. Yeah, Jackie's still crazy, don't know what's up with James. Ain't seen Jerry in a while, you know he walked like you. And Renee's back in jail, you know she talked like you. Ricula's doing real good now, she working. Rhonda's still running around, tricking, jerking. Buckeye's bugging, he done lost his mind. And Jarvis, back out of jail, doing fine. Collie, he done changed, it ain't all about self. So my father, well, that's something else. But that's my dog, the oldest grandmother down. My great-grandmother, making a lot of trips out of town. But that's a good thing. And if I could only hear you sing once more, oh Lord, the comfort it would bring. Kids, 11 grandkids, and since then, two of your grandkids done had kids. I had a boy named Tacoma, Xavier's brother. That's right, Xavier means you a great grandmother. I thank you for the best times of my life. I thank you for when you first met her, accepting and loving my wife. I thank you for those Sunday dinners, they were vital. I thank you for my life. I thank you for the Bible. I thank you for the song that you sang in the morning.
Amazing grace.
While I'm yawning, I thank you for the two beatings you gave me. Cause I know somewhere along the line, the lesson I learned from two beatings saved me. And when you died, I cried like a baby. I begged the Lord to take me, cause no one else could give me what you gave me. But life, like everything, comes to an end. I pray I go to heaven to see you again. Amen.
Stay strong to endure this pain.
I'm dealing with pride.
Good morning, everyone. You are tuning in to the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel. It is 24 minutes after the hour. I'd like to thank everyone for joining us this morning. It's time for our comedy break. Our featured comedian this morning is Chris Rock.
Really work though. This is not really work. This is my career. It's not really a job. This is my career. You know, some people have jobs. Some people have careers. Some of y'all in the audience. Some of y'all got jobs. Some of you have careers. Now, the people in the audience with careers need to learn to shut the fuck up when you're around people with jobs. They don't want to hear your career bullshit. Keep that shit to yourself. Okay? Don't let your happiness make somebody sad. Because that's what it does. Nah, man. But I used to work. I used to have a job. I used to work at Red Lobster. I used to work at Red Lobster. And on Queens Boulevard. I served you. Good. I was a dishwasher. I used to scrape shrimp in the garbage cans and then load up the dishwasher, man. And that was my real job. I never got a raise. I never got a promotion. They kept me in the back. They kept me back there because I had really fucked up teeth. And they didn't want people to think that shrimp fucked up your teeth. And that's what they do at restaurants. They put the ugliest people in the back. So if you don't like the people in the front, you don't want to see the people in the back. And that was my real job. I wasn't working my way through school. I wasn't working my way in telling jokes. That was my life. 1989, I was scraping shrimp, okay? And people go, Chris, how'd you end up like that? How the fuck did that happen to you? Minimum wage job? I'll tell you exactly how that happened to me. I dropped out of school in the 10th grade. Dropped out in the 10th grade, which is the dumbest thing you could ever fucking do. You know why? Because when you drop out in the 10th grade, you really might as well have dropped out in the second grade. Why? Because you qualified for the exact same job. Matter of fact, the person that dropped out in the second grade is more qualified because they have 8 years of work experience. Yeah, man. We used to scrape those fucking shrimp, man. To kill me, but I'll tell you this right now. Now I have a career. I've been blessed with a career. So if you got a career, thank God. If you got a job, I hope you get a career one day. That's right. Because when you got a career, there ain't enough time in the day. There ain't enough time. When you got a career, you look at your watch, time just flies. Like, God damn, whoa, it's 5:35. Damn, I got to come in early tomorrow and work on my project. Because there ain't enough time when you got a career. When you got a job, there's too much time. That's how you look at your watch like, ah, shit, 9:08. You don't even trust the time when you got a job. You be like, what time you got? 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 9:15? Whoever got the latest time is the right time. He got the right time. He got the right time. You ever play the time game with yourself at work? You ever play the time game? When you go, I'm not going to look at my watch for 2 hours. That's right. I'm going to sit here and scrape these shrimp. Scrape, 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 scrape. Okay, an hour's passed. Maybe I should look and feel good. Nah, fuck that. I'm going to wait a whole nother hour. Scrape, 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 scrape. All right, 2 hours passed. Time to look and feel good about myself. And you look, for 15 minutes. You ever been so miserable at work that you spend extra time just sitting on the toilet? You don't even have your pants down. You're just like, I hate this fucking job. I hate it. People around you taking smelly shit. They don't even faze you. You're like, I don't give a fuck. You keep shitting because I ain't quitting.
Ooh. But anything you write, anything in my grasp, it's yours. No, I don't got sense because a diamond ring. Lord knows I will if I make you with this thing and thing. Hold on, have faith in me. Cause anything I have is yours.
Girl, the songs get rough, you know. Anything I know. I've never felt a feeling so bad. Never seen a God exists in every corner of the world.
Embraced and celebrated in some countries.
But it's illegal in 76.
What is hidden for fear of public shame, imprisonment,
torture, or in seven countries even
the death penalty?
What tears families apart?
What makes people confront brutal violence on a daily basis?
What simple trait
gets people treated as second-class citizens
everywhere they go?
What gets children kicked out of homes, students bullied and expelled from school,
and workers fired from jobs without warning?
What has existed in every country throughout history
that some people still consider abnormal?
The answer?
Being gay.
Being lesbian.
Bisexual.
Transgender.
All over the world, millions of people face violence and discrimination just for being who they are.
Every nation is obligated by international human rights law to protect all lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender people from torture, discrimination and violence.
The United Nations has one simple message to the millions of LGBT people around the world.
You are not alone.
You are not alone.
LGBT rights are human rights.
LGBT rights are human rights. Together, we will build a world.
We will build a world that is free and equal.
Good morning, everyone. You are tuning in to the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel. It is 7 minutes before the hour. I'd like to come and thank everyone for joining us this morning. We ask that you do not text while driving. We want you to ride safely to your destination. We'd like to come and thank everyone for joining us each morning for the Morning Rush from 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our next song coming up is coming from the Merle, and it's entitled Be the One.
reminds us that we all can make a difference. That's right, baby girl.
We are striving to be the very best we can be.
That's right.
Be the one to lend a hand. Let them know you understand. Oh.
Kids and families in Africa with no food to eat. Someone dealing with molestation, their orientation, no destination. Guess what? We are all God's children.
People are talking.